Here's one called Mule Skinner Blues.
That morning shine, hey, do you need another mule skinner? Hey, I don't need you but love. Today,
thus said the donkey, shaggy and blue. brown.
That was the Leuven Brothers, and you know, you can't hardly do a show without a Leuven Brothers song or the Leuven Brothers, and that's out of a very rare Christmas, Leuven Brothers, Christmas with the Leuven Brothers is the name of that. It's a Capitol album out of print for years, and absolutely superb. Absolutely superb. What did we hear out of that?
Orange Blossom.
Orange Blossom Special, yeah, that was the Stanley Brothers, and we're just... dying down here, as they say, friends, just dying down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll get to that one in just a minute. Right now, Earl, while you're all tuned up there, let's do another little number on the five string where you kind of make it talk to you a little bit. Call the Mama Blues.
Son, you want who? You want your mama? Well, call her. Now, what do you want this time, son? You want what? You want a drink of water? Well, don't say uh-huh, say yes, sir.
Hi, this is John Hartford inviting you to listen to Cousin Al's Bluegrass Show on KFAT, Gilroy, California, 94.5 megahertz, cholesterol-free radio.
We brought you Hiroshima, and you loved Nagasaki. Now we're proud to announce a new concept for the nuclear age, the neutron bomb. With features available only on these new American brand warheads, many third world nations are already switching from the leading brand. Take, for example, its unique destruction feature. The neutron bomb is designed to destroy people instead of property. Thanks to our new exclusive process called fortified radiation, the neutron bomb is guaranteed to destroy all life in the target area within 48 hours or your money cheerfully refunded. And talk about convenience. The neutron bomb is small enough to be fired from an 8-inch artillery piece. Why pay for bulky and expensive bombers when a single cannon can do the job? Think of the money you'll save when you deploy American brand neutron bombs. They lower the cost per casualty and assure a 95% rehabilitation rate as soon as the prior occupants have been properly buried. Suffer the lowest rate of property value decline. Sure, hydrogen bombs are nice, but the neutron bomb saves you the hassle of and expense of rebuilding those countries you've conquered. Write us today. Dealer inquiries are invited. The world leader in atomic warfare supply since 1945. The pioneers of the nuclear age, the United States Department of Defense.
Dada Esquire, and MBO, PDQ, and PHND. I'm the ruler of that ever-popular tourist paradise, Uganda, where the flying fishes even come to play. And I'm here to tell you about a new product that my country is offering to you, the consuming public, to help the ever-unbalanced payments and trading. I'm talking about the all-new Idi Amin hot tub. That's right. The genius of yours truly, plus the finest scientific talents of the entire Uganda nation, gone into producing what we think of as the best hot tub on the market. We don't mess around with none of that damn redwood business. These tubs is solid cast iron, guaranteed to take some plenty hot water. Idi Amin hot tubs will hold up to 5 full grown-up adults, plus a little room for some of the children's and lots of vegetables and onion and salt. Take my word for it. There's nothing like getting in an Idi Amin hot tub. You put one of these items outside your ranch style split level, and you're going to have all the neighbors whipping off the clothes like the familiar gangbusters and jumping in and making themselves comfortable. You put some ferns around this tub, and it's going to look plenty inviting. So if the high price of the food bill been getting you down, just think of the modest proposal from Uncle Edie. Since we neighbors, let's be friends. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There it is, friends, the Bluegrass National Anthem, Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Everybody in the world knows what that is. The theme to Bonnie and Clyde is what many folks refer to it as, and you just can't beat it. Randall Collins and Curtis Blackwell. Randall Collins is playing a song that he wrote, Fine Fiddler, and we kicked that off with...
That was what... You kicked it off with Randall Collins.
Oh, I did? And them little spots in there were just the little things that let you know where we are. You're on the Fat One, in case you didn't know it. I'm Cousin Al, and we're doing the Bluegrass Show here. Just for kicks, if you know what I mean.
Well, let me remind... They will know.
You're sure?
Is there anybody who doesn't know this one?
I don't know. Let me hear it. Okay. Thank you.
baby coming. Coming down that railroad track. Look, yonder coming. Coming down that railroad track. It's a young Blossom special.
Hello, friends and neighbors. This is Reverend Jerry Farwell of the Moral Majority, and I listen to KFAT Radio. Say hallelujah.
I'm dreaming tonight of Dixie. That's where I long to roam. Roosters crow at the break of day in my Dixie home, sweet home.
Oh, the people here, they just don't care. I never saw the bee. That road ahead is mighty long, but it's Dixie land for me.
And the rippling waters play.
Oh, the people here, they just don't care. I never saw the bee. That road ahead is mighty long, but it's Dixieland for me.
They're really picking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, around Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, down in New Orleans. All the boys want to dance with sweet little 16. Sweet little 16, she just got to have about a half a million famed autographs. Her wallet's filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. Become so excited. I want you to look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Oh, daddy, daddy, I beg of you. Whisper to mommy, it's all right with you.
they'll be picking on Bandstand, Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, around Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, down in New Orleans, all the boys wanna dance with sweet little 16. Sweet little 16, she's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her trim and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be picking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, down in New Orleans, all the boys gonna dance with sweet little 16.
We're just going to keep right on going here, friends, with all the hits. How are these stations saying it now? 53 minutes of commercial-free rockin' bluegrass.
Y caballeros, muchísimas gracias. Les vamos a cantar el Red, White and Bluegrass. Les vamos a cantar una canción que se llama Ella es demasiado gorda para mí.
Oh, I got it. He's going to sing a song about some lady that's so fat she could kickstart a 747. Is that right?
That's the one.
Sing it out, boys.
She's too fat for me, too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
Thank you very much. Arville appreciates that. We're going to do something now that we feel it is our duty as Texans. We hadn't been up in the North very long. And Lady Bird asked us right before we left. Lyndon is a good friend of ours. He appreciates what we did for him in the campaign. We worked for Nixon. But he said it would be good if y'all could bring a song about some of the men from Texas who have made a name for the state. New York sings about Mayor Walker, and Tennessee sings about Davy Crockett. So we have a song that we think depicts the true character of a man who is making a name for the great Lone Star State of Texas.
Oh, Billy Saul Estes, the boy wonder of the Southwest, going half the grain in Texas,
and fertilized all the rest. He's a crop failure for Orville Freeman. In Washington, he's caused a rage. He's a headache for Marcus and Neiman. He's a Saul Banks on Ben Jack Cage. Now Kennedy blames Eisenhower, and Ike says he's pure JFK. Lyndon accuses Tower, and Tower says LBJ. Goldwater blames Freeman and Truman. Ralph Yarbrough also FDR. Ben Franklin, Nikita, and Nixon. He's suspicious of even Jack Parr. Oh, Billy Saul Estes, how come you done us so? Thank heavens that those there in Texas can remember the Alamo.
Drug abuse. Not only is it illegal, it is also a sin. So before you take another toke off of that number, or before you snort your next line of coke, ask yourself, is it worth it? Stop the course of sin before it has a chance to strike. Stop sin at its source. Send your drugs to me, Reverend Jive, that's J-I-V-E, care of KFAT Radio in Gilroy. We will see to it that all drugs sent to us are turned over to the proper authorities. Again, don't sin. Send your drugs to Reverend Jive, KFAT Radio, Gilroy. And live a clean life.
Fire on the Strings, Joe Mafis, and he's been playing that for a hell of a long time. Geese and Slaw Brothers, and the Greenwoods, out of a folk instrumental album with Cripple Creek. And we had some Chuck Berry back in there and some Dixieland for me, I think, is about as fine as I've ever heard it. And that's out of the Country Gentleman album called Joe's Last Train. And it ranks as one of the finest Country Gentleman albums recorded. You ought to get that one because, you know, you can't go wrong. And we kicked that set off with Bill Harrell and what you call your Bill Harrell and Orange Blossom Special here on The Fat One. I'm Cousin Al. And we're just having a good time, Eric and I, playing some music for you. I know you all love and enjoy. This is the last show of the year and probably my last show on Fat. In fact, no doubt it's my last show on Fat. And so you ought to be recording it and telling your friends. I want to thank Gilbert for being on Chewing the Fat finally. Finally got me on Chewing the Fat this morning. I mean, the last Chewing the Fat, and he puts me on. You know what I mean? My old buddy. We've been together for 7.5 years, and he finally gives me a spot in his show after all these years of having them on mine every week. You know what I mean? Thank you, Gilbert. It was real. Wasn't that fine this morning, folks? If you listened to it, it was fine. If you didn't, you missed a real thing. Just like Gilbert says, you'll be mad at yourself, and so will he. Even the Rocket Man smiled. We're getting ready for Rocket Man's favorite request here, called the Cousin Al Segway. We don't even have any spots, friends. You know, I got a couple more spots left, and we can get those out of the way real quick. So we ain't even going to worry about that. We're just going to be playing music, bluegrass music. You know what I mean? And here's one album of the 70s, one of the top album of the 70s. John Hartford himself. Little thing called, what do we cue up, Eric? Steam-powered aeroplane or Steamboat Whistle Blues? Yeah. The Steamboat Whistle Blues. Listen closely to the words. I know you'll love them.
Well, I started out to be a towboat man, but I never got the hang of a ratchet bar. I was growing up a deckin' in the Illinois trade with coal dust in my ear. I got stuck in the ice on Christmas Eve and I froze my ass, it's true. I just a shivering and a shaking with the down south case of them steamboat whistle blues. Oh, Captain Way, I'm sorry, my hat is off to you. You've been a hanging out by the old cook stove with the steamboat whistle blues. Called your phone, but I didn't get no one to answer. So I opened up the window and I smoked a little bit and I watched the cars go by. I'm gonna hunt you up and ask you, have you found out anything new? Or are you hanging to the best you had with the steamboat whistle blues? I've been right here since 9 o'clock, and believe you me, that's true. I just looking at the waterways journal with the steamboat whistle blues. City's growing up where it looks all square like a crossword puzzle on the landscape. It looks like an electric shaver now where the courthouse used to be. The grass is all synthetic and we don't know for sure about the food. The only thing we know for sure is in steamboat whistle blues. I'd sit and watch my TV if I thought I could trust the news. About the only thing I trust these days in steamboat whistle blues. Far out, Johnny, well, I heard him say, and he stretched out back on my waterbed. Bluegrass music is a thing of the past and the same for rock and roll. And I loaned him $2 or $3, and he gave me the latest blues. And he left me here with a rolling stone and a steamboat whistle blues. I'll tear off down the river someday before I'm through. I'll then come back here and sit out with a steamboat whistle blues.
Maybe this has happened to you. You're in a public place, lots of people around, and all at once you feel that familiar cramp that means you have to find a restroom, and fast. Trouble is, there's not one around, so what do? Most of the time, you just have to suffer. But a brand new product makes all that discomfort unnecessary. It's a portable convenience that fits into pocket or purse for those times when you need fast relief and there isn't a facility nearby. The Johnny in Your Pocket is a product of America's Space Research Program. Just use it once and throw it away. It's that simple. There's always some convenient disposal place, a potted plant maybe, or one of those big ashtrays filled with sand. Once you've known the convenience of Johnny in Your Pocket, you'll never be without it. Ask for it at better drug stores everywhere.
Little footprints in the snow. I found sleigh. Every time the snow falls, it brings back memories, for I found her when the snow was on the ground. I traced a little footprint in the snow. I found a little footprint in the snow. God bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way, for I found her when the snow was on.
Jeez, I just can't. Oh, well, it's just a real pleasure to hear from all you folks. I just can't tell you what a big pleasure it is. And I want to thank you all for calling and keep calling. We're not through, but I mean, you know, we do have to break here once in a while.